Hey, what is up, and welcome to the Bladed Tech Show. I am Austin Belzer. I know it's been a long time.
Coming back at you.
And the other voice you may hear, may or may not, I haven't done this in 2 weeks. Oh, jeez. But he is Heezy. Heezy is... The duo is back. The kids are back in town. Yeah. So, let's actually address that. I know it's been 2 weeks. And actually, Chris was the one who pointed it out to me. It's like, well, by the time he gets up, it will be... What did you say last week? Monday? Because that's kind of how our distribution works. We record it one day. Like, if we recorded Monday last time and it didn't get through till Tuesday because...
38.
Production issues. I didn't put... For some reason, there was, like, some audio mix-up. Not audio mix-up, but I put it in the wrong folder in Dropbox. So, anyways, welcome to the Bladed Tech Show number 38. All aboard the hype train. That title is probably now relevant, since it's not the week of Avengers. Yeah. But that's my fault. That's not anybody else's fault. Because it was like, oh, let's do it Saturday. And then Heezy was like, oh, I'm going to see Age of Ultron, which we will talk about. So, excuse me if I'm a little out of sorts. I sound drowsy. I don't know why. But the Bladed Tech Show is a show all about games in many forms. I feel like Jeff Cannata right now. But because that's the intro to DLC. But anyways, we're going to be talking about a lot of PC stuff. We talk about games, movies, TV shows, whatever we're doing. Because I think podcasts are more about the people than it is about the subject matter, really. So, with that, I guess I should talk about some housekeeping stuff. I write articles. I don't know if anyone else has written articles. I don't know. I haven't visited Proven Gamer, but you can check out articles, some podcasts, there's Trophy Whores, Press X to Win, you can subscribe to them using your favorite podcatcher? Yeah, podcatcher, which is basically
always
like
plus.
Wherever you go to listen to podcasts.
Always
it
a plus.
It might be Apple Podcasts, it might be Pocket Casts, it might be...
That's right.
Whatever you listen to podcasts into. Stitcher, which we are on now. We're on Stitcher now. What? Yeah, because if you don't want to download it, you can just listen to it right in your browser, even if you're at work. And speaking of work, we need help. We need help on Proven Gamer. We need an editor, reviewer, podcast host, or video editor. If you can do any of those things, if you like to write,
it's
you can be
up.
An editor. If you like to write reviews, like exclusively reviews, you can be a reviewer. In fact, I'm looking at some stuff.
I haven't heard about any games coming out.
Really exciting. We got a lot of stuff coming down. Games are coming out. In fact, I think. Now, what is that game that's coming out next week? Oh, The Witcher? But if you want to do any of that, you can email admin@provengamer.com. That is admin at provengamer.com. If you want to help out, we would appreciate it fully because we haven't really put up a lot of stuff.
That's why you sound so tired.
Anyone else's. Because, segue, I have a job. I talked about it last week, but I've kind of done my first full week. I've kind of just done work. Probably. Because without going too into bit of detail of what I do, because I've got a good idea of what I'm going to be doing from day to day. Let's see. After the first week, you are very tired. It's kind of the breaking in phase. where you're like, first day, you're really, really tired. You don't know what the word relaxation means, especially in the first week. You don't know the word relaxation. It's not in your vocabulary. But then when Friday comes,
I knew it.
You get that nice big check. Which actually, I know we were talking about last week about orientation. I actually got paid for that. I can't discuss actual numbers because that I don't like to talk about pay because then people are like, well, you can buy this game, you can buy this game, you can, like, they people start suggesting, hey, you should buy this, you should buy this, you should buy this. And I just don't really want to invite that kind of behavior. Because while I got a check this week, it, without saying how much it was, I thought I was getting a check for my first week of work, and all I got was an orientation check. Because I don't understand paychecks. Because I thought, through my own rose-colored glasses, that I was going to get paid immediately. That is not how it works. Yeah.
Listen, as long as the boss thinks you're good, that's all you need to worry about.
It's pretty cool, because they've been patting me on the back. I don't know why, because I feel like I'm decent at my job. I don't feel like I'm proficient, but apparently they do, so that's a plus. Yeah, so actually, I'm gonna stop talking about my job, because that's kinda, I like to relax. In fact, I've gotten more relaxation in this past 2 days than I have. I need some updates. Go away, Windows. Yeah, it keeps giving me messages like, you need some updates, and it's like, drivers. But we're here to talk non-gaming stuff right now. I know there's not as much this week. If you're looking at the notes, which we're working on the notes. Because I'm thinking, I don't know if I discussed this with you, Heezy. But I'm thinking we're going to put the articles and stuff we talk about in a, like, our show notes kind of in the show notes. Like, to just kind of be like, oh, not with time codes or anything, because I'm not sophisticated enough for that. I don't have time for that, but, yeah. That's what I'm thinking about doing.
That's right.
Week. I'm thinking about just copy-pasting, like, so people know what we're talking about. And they can go back in the show notes and be like, oh, they talked about this, they talked about that. But anyways, that aside, production aside,
yeah.
Age of Ultron, we have both seen it. And yes, I will warn you now, if you have not seen it, skip ahead, about 10 minutes. Because we're going to be talking about the movie at length with spoilers. It's been 2 weeks. We have established that every 2 weeks, if there's something major happening in TV, comics, games, what have you, we are going to spoil it. And this is... So,
Whatever works for you.
I think that's the right word. I don't know. Re-emphasize. Emphasize.
Yeah, if you've not seen Age of Ultron,
go out and see it, then come back. Well, or just skip ahead. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, whatever works for you, because I don't want to be like, oh, turn off the podcast, because we're not just going to be talking about Age of Ultron. That's not... Well, yeah, I've actually had to go back and re-download... podcast, because I was like, oh, now I've seen Age of Ultron, I can download these podcasts now. So we don't want to do that. So spoilers start now.
There's so many different areas you could start.
Alright, so assuming you're still with us and you've seen Age of Ultron, where to begin on this, really? Do we begin with the Von Strucker, Baron Von Strucker and the Hydra stuff? Okay, so I'm actually going to go all throughout the movie. So this is going to be... I said we were going to talk about it at length. So, I've watched the most recent most recent for me.
I don't remember the last week's episode, but I know what you're talking about.
Kind of caught my headphones on my hand. But anyways, I've seen whatever came before last week. This week. Before Scars, The Dirty Half Dozen?
I do.
Is the name of the episode?
You may or may not be happy about it. I was fine with it.
Because I know that this week's episode was Scars. But anyways, Data Protocol. They're calling in the Avengers.
I agree.
Now, I know you already know more than me, so you'll probably have more knowledge of what this is. But, I'm actually happy about it, because if you haven't been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you shouldn't really be watching Age of Ultron, really.
Right where you are.
That's how I feel about it, because
they kind of give
some hints that Age of Ultron ends
the next week of S.H.I.E.L.D.
after
this
season 2's finale.
Is where it picks up.
False? The Dirty Half Dozen?
I think I need to spoil something for you, because you're kind of wrong.
Okay. So...
Yeah, but I mean...
Basically, Theta Protocol is that Coulson calling in the Avengers. And I thought that was very smart, although the scheduling for me is a bit off. Because... Well, we're all about spoilers.
It does.
Well, let me say my piece first. Because you might think, you know, let me... I'm talking about the scheduling of the show. I think the show should have led up to Age of Ultron. No, I mean, like, before Age of Ultron was out, I think they should have done an episode for Age of Ultron.
Yeah, there's a whole issue with that, though. Coulson's dead.
Because I feel like
to the Avengers. That's the problem.
It's kind of lost on people who saw like Age of Ultron two weeks
that's
ago.
The thing. That's what I'm saying. I think I need to spoil something for you because he's not calling in the Avengers.
Like Coulson's not in here.
Do you want me to spoil shit for you? Okay. So basically,
how can he call in the Avengers?
That Data Protocol thing is something to do with the Avengers and.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, since we're spoiling Ultron, here we go. Coulson is talking about
we
is
spoil
he's calling
it for each other each week.
That whole thing that's been in the background of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. all season with the toolbox and everything else is specifically set up for Ultron. Now, Fury is on the run. Nobody knows he exists except for a very small few people. Maria Hill, Hawkeye. You know, Hawkeye's... the Avengers don't know necessarily that he's still around. Some of them. Cap knows. Right. But not all of them. Right. Hawkeye knows. Falcon knows. But Iron Man didn't.
The Avengers?
Well, not all of them were. That's the thing.
Well, Cap
Fury
knows.
Had to stay quiet.
Black Widow.
Seen in the barn in the movie.
Falcon knows.
He didn't realize that Fury was around. But let me go back into S.H.I.E.L.D. for you, just so I can quickly get that out of the way.
Because
that whole thing with the toolbox that they're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. That whole thing was Fury in the movie. That helicarrier was from Coulson. The one that saved the day, basically. Coulson helped Fury get. So that whole thing where people were complaining that Fury was in the movie and then all of a sudden he's gone and then he saves the day, that's what he was doing with S.H.I.E.L.D. And that gets explained in this week's episode that you missed, or that you haven't seen yet, Scars. That the whole first five minutes of that.
That's what I was
is
like,
the explanation.
I felt
of
like
how
I needed to go
Fury
see
Agent
Shield when Fury just shows up with a helicarrier at the end
is
of the movie.
Coulson
is
dead to
like,
all the Avengers because nobody's supposed to know he's alive, and that was apparently Joss Whedon's directive. Because otherwise, why would they still be together? I think that's such a bullshit reason. I'm getting a little tired of him as well. I like what he did with the movie, but it just felt like the first,
I'll say for
half
one,
of the movie,
I am sick of
first
Joss
45
Whedon.
minutes of the movie, it just felt like he was pandering to a crowd that doesn't necessarily care about
superheroes. I'm glad
movies.
He's out of the Avengers. I don't want him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's get into the actual movie. A ton of stuff just straight up, because we're just gonna go over the major plot points, really. We can't go over everything, or we will be sitting here for 4 or 5 hours. So next up is what's in Von Strucker's, lair of sorts. The Sokovia lair, which I didn't actually expect it to take place in Sokovia all the time, but it was like, oh. Because based on the trailers, I just thought it was like a one, and then, oh, we gotta go face Ultron in Sokovia. But it's a good majority of the movie is there. But that's for later.
How did Stark and Banner create it?
Because in the lair, you see a Chitauri ship, you see Loki's scepter, and maybe I just missed this beat, but how did they create Ultron?
Basically, what it is the scepter has
the AI.
You know, that blue energy.
No.
Well, it's yellow after.
They said they mentioned something
the
like they picked it up
but,
off Loki's scepter,
well,
and that's how
the
Ultron was created.
That blue, you know, energy is basically a computer. It's what we think of as a computer, and it's constantly thinking and
yellow.
Evolving
oh,
more than
yeah,
what
yeah.
we think of computers as.
Well, yeah.
So,
well,
by that token,
well, it's not even
that they
the
were
end.
Trying to use that to, you know, power all the alien everything. The bad guys were. Hydra was. Once Banner and Stark get it, that's when they start realizing that it's like a computer, and all he needs to do is merge that with Jarvis, and we will save the world. And that's where that comes from. Like, they weren't trying... Hydra wasn't trying to create Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Stark was. But Stark fucked up pretty badly. He does by accident. But on purpose. It sounds more complicated than it is. But once you see the movie, you'll understand. If you haven't seen it. Yeah. Some people don't care about don't care about spoilers.
So he actually does create him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, what are you doing listening?
Oh, I thought that all the way.
Unless you don't. Yeah, unless you don't care. So, let's go back to Loki's scepter. Because I thought it was gonna be a plot point. But I didn't suspect
well, there's
it
Soul
was
Stone,
be
the
Infinity
Mind,
Stone.
Mind Stone.
Specific...
Yeah, it is the Mind Stone in this, yes.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of... Because people were theorizing on the Marvel Studios subreddit, like, oh, it's a Mind Stone. It's like, what is it? A Soul Stone? It's the Mind Stone, yeah, because...
Well, the gauntlet is what the stones comprise of.
And I was just like, oh, maybe it's just like a vessel for the Tesseract. Because I felt like it was kind of like, just like an item, like the Infinity Gauntlet. Like,
from what I
found
out,
I thought it was just like a vessel for the Tesseract. Like,
they
kind of,
Joss was
like
pretty, this movie was
Tesseract.
Already pretty much
so,
thought of and
that completely surprised
mapped
me.
Out.
Like,
while
that's
he was doing
rather
the first
convenient.
Event. So he already knew everything was going, which is good. I like that. So he already knew every beat that was going to need to be taken. What do you mean? No, not from what I've heard, not from what I've read from even Kevin Feige. It was specifically done that way.
Was supposed to be.
That's why Thanos Avengers. was in the stinger at the end.
Like the plot everything of Age was of specifically was set
up while Joss Avengers. Was writing Avengers 1 to lead up to this, and then they would see where they were going to go from there. But I guess he's out now.
Oh.
I don't know what they're going to do with him. I'm a little curious where they're going to go.
Yeah, and let's face it, Vision's doomed. He's doomed.
It happens.
Well, he kind of has to rip out the gem from his head, which I think... Which, if you don't know, we're kind of jumping around a bit.
Which he gets from the internet.
Because, well, it relates to the time... Which he gets from the internet. So, because Vision is created by Ultron to be Ultimate Ultron.
I don't know, I thought it was fine. I mean,
like the perfect the way version they set it up of Ultron. Fine. Like, has a soul, has getting a body that's actually...
Jarvis breaking him loose accidentally. But... And then
yeah, that kind of felt like
finding everything he needed to know, and then you know, basically killing off Jarvis.
Yeah, I do feel like some of that Ultron creation stuff was a little. Not explained thoroughly enough, because I've been on subreddits where people are like, why did Ultron immediately turn evil? And for me, it was very transparent.
But like, I mean, it was certainly you see war images, you, think, you see but,
like all I mean, the bad stuff humanity has movie, done, and all the good stuff humanity
or
has
2 hours, whatever the timeline was a minute more than the first Avengers.
Some people are saying
had to go a little quickly.
It kind of wasn't clear his motive.
I had no problem with the way he you know.
Well, and there's like entire scenes. What is the computer gonna do? I felt like
find the thing with the most information and just
like
through the whole
prolonged Ultron killing Sokovia thing. That was a little too much.
Oh, he wasn't trying to slam it down. He was trying to bring it to the. He was trying to bring the vibranium up into the atmosphere, which would destroy the world. It would suck in all the asteroids.
Well, I'm talking about where he's trying to.
If
slam
they let
down
it, if they let it go straight up,
and
what
like
Stark was trying to stop, if he was letting that
thing
go straight up, the world would end.
Yeah, it
everything
was,
would
because,
get sucked in.
No,
because the vibranium would suck the space, everything in space into the Earth, and then we would have to, you know, the strongest would survive, and that would be fixing Earth, saving
okay,
Earth,
because
we're killing ourselves. Basically, the same thing that everything, you know, science fiction, we're killing ourselves, I know better, I'm going to destroy all the bad stuff to bring in, you know, whatever survives will be the good stuff. So, if what happened was, if they dropped it, that would make a crater, it would kill however many, which is what the helicarrier needed to do. You needed to save all the people that were still alive on that island, or on that little slice of the town. If it dropped, they would all die, and that was the either or scenario. Oh, it's the Avengers. You have to have a big battle scene. Agreed. And Joss loves his Lord of the Rings style battle scenes. If you've seen any of his television shows, or his movies.
I understand. I just felt like I didn't need a big battle scene. Well, I mean, but there are so many little
things. At the end, that one I thought was really bad. I thought that was bad. Bad in the way that it just looked
so... Kind of like,
hokey.
Oh, what was that scene where
I don't
like,
feel bad of what was going on?
Goes around in a circle?
It felt like this was 1980. This is all we can really do. We just have a lot of technology that makes it seem better than it really is. I don't know, I'm not explaining it very well, but it just seems so hokey. You could tell it was that whole, you're talking about the end when they were circling around and they were just fighting, everyone did not touch the thing in the middle. Just regular theater.
Well, did you see...
I'm sure it is. I don't see how 3D
what
would make,
format
the,
did you see
would
it
make
in?
Scenes better.
Okay.
For me,
because
personally. 3D
we
would
saw
not
it in 3D because it was the next showing. And I will say the 3D in this movie is actually pretty great. Well... I'm not going to get too into it, but basically, there's three versions of this movie, basically. IMAX 3D, Real D 3D, and 2D. And here is the difference between the three of them. IMAX 3D, it's immersive. It tries to put you in the movie, but you try and tilt your head with the 3D on... You're gonna get. You're not gonna see it. It's gonna look blurry to you. Mm-hmm. With Real D 3D, you can tilt your head and you get nauseous. If you view the whole movie like that, or even 30 minutes, your eyes get tired. Real D 3D is more
movie.
Depth of field than immersion. Really,
normal
it, movie. It doesn't try and pop out at you. It just tries to be like, oh, you're kind of there, because it kind of adds a depth to everything. And then with 2D, it's just like you're watching, like, how you're viewing me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I wish this movie was an actual IMAX, not just IMAX 3D, because I'd love to see this in IMAX. But anyways, let's move on, because we shouldn't talk about formats, because that's a entire topic of itself. Like, I wish I could still see Interstellar in IMAX. Like, real IMAX. Not Limax. Let's see, what's the next
definitely
one?
Are
the Twins, we're not really going to talk a lot about them, because Days of Future Past had one of them, Quicksilver. And I felt like these were two different people. Well, let's just get into the nitty-gritty with Quicksilver. Days of Future Past Quicksilver is more like The Flash, if you've watched that show.
Yes.
It kind of like
absolutely dead, never coming back.
Slows time down. This is how his powers are perceived. But in Age of Ultron, it's more like, hey, he's really fast, he's a blur. And
they're two very different characters, very much
dead.
On purpose. And I think...
And...
It's clearly the
Marvel
Fox. I felt
like his death
Fox
was kind of cheap. And people are saying, oh, it's because he's going
to
be in X-Men Apocalypse.
Don't want to deal with it.
No, because these are clearly two different characters.
I do. I completely do. Marvel and Fox hate each other. But they have to work together. Marvel Studios doesn't have to work with them. Marvel as a whole does.
People were saying that, but I don't buy that for a second. I don't. Here's my... Right. Now, here's the reason why I think it wasn't...
Oh, completely.
...that. Because, like I said, it's two different characters. But the story reasons are different. The story reason is different than people assume it is. The story reason is so that Scarlet Witch would have motivation to kill Ultron.
I think Hawkeye may not come back.
And I think people just kind of look past that.
He may
like,
not be
oh,
in the next ones, but if he is, I don't,
now
I don't think
gotta
he's going to be
Ultron.
Very major at all.
And then they're like, well, Quicksilver died because of Fox and Marvel.
Especially that end scene.
And really, it's just... I wish Hawkeye died.
Well, he's always had a family, but I just never knew. Well, he's... Right, but he's always had a family. We just never knew about it. Half the Avengers didn't know about it.
Yeah, where he's... Because he has a family now. Well...
Right,
yeah.
let me go back to the Quicksilver thing, though.
That we know.
You are correct with the whole motivation thing, 100%. But they're not mutually exclusive.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They just use that as...
Well, that's what I'm saying, because, like, we now see his family.
Made the best of their shitty situation.
Like, he just had a family.
They took what they wanted to do with their Quicksilver, gave it up, made their own, but also use it in the, you know... crux of the story to make it work even better for them. I'm telling you, this Marvel Fox thing is a lot worse than they're letting everyone know. Because it's not good for them to let everyone know how bad it is. But just take a look at their actions. Actions speak louder than words. Yeah, there you go.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kind of like when X-Men's Days of Future Past trailer came on at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2. And because they didn't have a tag scene.
Here's more help from the two outcasts
of Marvel.
It's
still
let's work
on the
together.
Blu-ray. I'd have to go back and check, but I think it's still on the Blu-ray. Yeah, because everyone's like expecting. Hey, look,
yeah, we didn't know anything about
Ultron at that time. Nope.
I mean, we knew, but
If you would have put Age of Ultron ad, I would have just laughed. Well, actually, back then we hadn't heard of Age of Ultron.
You don't like her. You don't like
the other actors. Than that Comic-Con trailer, which ended up being the first trailer.
Well, they had to change her character as well.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't want to spend a lot of time
on
the twins because they were really minor, with the exception of Scarlet Witch. And really, I don't like her.
Right.
I like the actress. I don't like her character.
Yeah, they're just using words.
Well, she wasn't in Days of Future Past.
Tie everything together. They're looking for enhanced people. I mean, the comics.
Yeah,
half the comics go through.
Yeah, say what you
will
about the enhanced thing, other than
people with
like,
powers.
I feel like that was something you had to pick up on.
Oh, they're going. They're doubling down big time on the Inhumans now on the Shield.
I still kind of feel like they've missed a chance with human stuff.
Well, for all we know, they are. They're not going to tell us until it's relevant.
Well,
until
that's,
it's relevant,
that's why I thought
it
made more sense.
Well, did they really?
Said,
I don't remember them actually going into hardcore detail what they did
Baron
to make
Von
them
Trucker just
enhanced.
Got these guys
right.
Because they're
so
they
that's a card
to
they're
going
to hold to their vest until they're
to
ready
what's
to say,
going on there.
Here it is. And who knows? Maybe they don't even know yet. Because they don't have to know yet.
They didn't.
Kind of, yes. I don't think they were as minor as you think they were. They were very integral to the plot. If it wasn't for them, this whole thing wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I feel like this was kind of...
Technically,
her,
if you look at it.
Her and Quicksilver's kind of... solo movie.
I think not talking about them is a very big disservice to them in the movie, though. Because without her, what she did at the beginning of the movie, there'd be no movie.
Yeah, I guess you could see that. But anyways, I didn't want
to
talk about
half
the twins
them were background
because they're
characters
really...
this movie. Captain America was a background character. Thor was a background character. He left for half the movie. The Hulk was a background character.
Well, because I just felt like they felt like background characters to me, you know?
That's another thing, too, I have. You're right. There is a weird scenario going on here where they said this movie will set up nothing with Civil War.
And that's
and to me, one I find, like, 15 different things movie. I could say, well, here's
is
the reason for Civil War.
It feels very much, like, set up for Civil War. Even though it doesn't want to say.
Well, I think there's a million things relevant,
it's
but
set up.
Let's not. Let's if we'll do. We'll if we are bored one day, we'll just do a whole Age of Ultron podcast.
Well, actually, let's go into that because I don't think anything else is really relevant. Yeah, because I. Yeah, because Ultron's just like, he's a villain, you know? But the terms of setup I saw in
Well,
we should have called it Civil War Part 1.
You also have Captain America as the leader again. And
because
Black
that's basically
Widow.
What it is. Because at the end of the film, you see the new Avengers,
well, she's,
which are
I don't know,
War Machine,
I guess we're
going to
call
Falcon,
them the new Avengers,
Scarlet
because
Witch, Vision,
that's what Spider-Man's going to be called.
That's it, I think.
Well, that's the name of his movie.
Okay, so she is in the New Avengers.
They need to tie him into that.
Well, how do you figure? Well, I don't believe that for a second, because well, we're getting conflicting reports, though.
That's
on one side, we're saying
that
they're saying that Sony wants
right, but
the new
he's
Spider-Man,
still technically
the MCU
Avenger.
Spider-Man, to have four.
He's gonna be an
set
Avenger.
Movies.
I don't like the name. I'm
like,
believe me, I don't like the name. I think it's stupid.
4 years of high school.
Oh, I don't have a problem. I have no problem.
And then
I don't think they're gonna focus too much on the
kind
Avengers
of
movie.
So
I just think they're gonna. That's
right. I just don't. I don't like the movie. If it's going to be Spider-Man the New Avenger. Not just because of the name. But
well, they're not doing your Spider-Man. They're doing the Spider-Man for people who don't know Spider-Man.
Well,
you have
it
to
feels
get,
too much
you
like
have
the
to get used to that
Spider-Man
now. That's,
show.
That's what I was saying
like,
about
oh,
Ultron.
Spider-Man
that first
shield.
Half of the movie, they were making a superhero movie for people
it,
who
it,
don't
it,
like
it
superheroes.
It wouldn't make sense to me. That's not my Spider-Man.
You're gonna have to care now.
Ugh, irksome.
You're gonna have to care now. It is what
yeah,
it is,
I
man.
Just, I don't care about Iron Legion. Get me to the. Get me to
oh,
Ultron.
That was,
Dang
they
it.
Were 100% clear if that's who it is. They made a very big
I'm
point at the end
to care
of
about
say.
Sitting through 40.
Well, here's
minutes
the new Avengers.
Ugh.
Right.
But anyways, and they are, I'm
yeah.
pretty sure those are the new Avengers.
No, I don't think it's a jerk move. I thought that was a very clever
like,
way to,
because even
a very popular catchphrase that is overused.
Avengers. Like, yeah, new Avengers training facility, upstate New York. Then he, Cap says, Avengers.
Oh, probably, because, I mean, you have to call back to that.
For
a fan of
the
comics, a fan of the Avenger comics, that's a thing you're gonna look at your wife and say, you don't watch, you read comics, but go, oh, guess what, that's what they say in the comics.
Didn't Tony use that?
I point that out to my girlfriend all the time. I'll do that in the theater. I'll bump her and I'll go, this is what happened in the comics. This is what he says. Watch, he's gonna say this. And then he'll say it. I go, told you.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really hard to do that. I'm not saying they won't. I just think they're gonna take a lot of liberties to get there.
And speaking of comics, I think
oh, I think that's
Civil
that's
War
for sure. I think they're
gonna
take
to
the very, very least of
what's
going
on. A lot
going
closer
on.
To
they're
the comics
just
than
to
people
use a
think.
Lot of,
Well. They are going to take a lot of liberties, but the skeleton is there. Because...
Are you talking about in the Marvel Universe? Cinematic? Or are you talking about in the comics?
Because, let me explain.
Wasn't it the New Warriors? Not the New Avengers, the New Warriors.
Because the New Avengers are the catalyst for the Civil War. They
are
do,
you sure?
They mess up.
Are you talking about the ones that start the problem? With the explosion?
In Civil War.
That's the New Warriors. Civil War. That's not the New Avengers.
The comics.
No, well, it's well, New what you're Avengers, saying might be true. The big, New Avengers big, might be the big, one to start the big problem. Deal. In the movies.
Because...
No. You can't do yeah. the New Warriors, period. We yeah. don't even know who they are.
Like,
they don't exist in the Marvel Cinematic well, Universe. Well, I think they're gonna
do some stuff. Yeah, because they're very central, and you can't do the New Warriors because mutants. Yeah, we don't know Slimeball. So, anyways, I think the New Avengers are going to start the Civil War, killing 612 people, is how it happens in Civil War, the comic book.
I do, and here's and the thing, I think here's that's what's weird stay about the that. Same. I'm Capcom reading the Civil War comics now. Like, here's what's weird about that.
We're just
that,
doing our jobs. They, and Iron Man's going to be like,
Civil War comics, they blow up a school.
Which is the basis, really, for Civil War.
Not the good guys. The bad guys do it, but the good guys are there.
Spidey has a place there.
So, they blow up a school, and they make it sound like 600 kids died at first. As the story goes on, it's more like 40 kids died at a school. 40. They like name drop literal numbers of like 600 plus people, we're not exactly sure, and about 40 children. At the beginning, they don't tell you a number of how many children died, so you figure the majority of those mm-hmm. people died were kids. And the big problem was a Four? Mother went to the news and said, oh. My son's dead, fuck you, superheroes. And I'm just like, out of nowhere, because a mother went to the news, that now the world is going crazy?
Right.
Right. Completely agree. But it's weird that all this shit's been going down forever, and a
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Going to the news is what starts this whole crazy thing to tip. Shouldn't the 500 other things that happened the week before
well,
been it was a tip?
Kind of the tipping point, because...
Well, it's happening solely in the comics at that point.
Well, because I get what you're saying, but to people who, like, you gotta take
completely
it
agree,
out of the
but at the same time, to
bit.
Focus that on that, because it's a little weird.
When because, like, if somebody goes on, like, my kid
oh,
died,
I think they're gonna change
that's
it a lot.
Still one kid. That's still a tragedy.
Yeah.
And
agreed. And that's what I was saying about well, Ultron. How many times did you look in that movie?
I think it's going
to
be
yourself,
changed a little.
All
the
shit that's going on right now would
because
be because
I don't think it's just
going to
be
the
one
world
other.
Being
I think it's
going
to be
at the Avengers.
Nation. It's going to be more of like
and superheroes.
Whoa.
I mean Hulk that destroyed half happen. Of a Chinese city. Iron Man and Hulk destroyed half of a Chinese city. Oh, was it China or Africa, that's what I meant to say. I'm thinking of China. There was a different Hulk destroying China scene. That was at the beginning, I think, wasn't it? There was a scene where the Hulk was destroying a Chinese city. Then there was a scene where the Hulk was destroying an African city.
I don't even...
And that's my point. It's just like... Could this not be the perfect opportunity? For the world to just come
remember.
In and say, okay, we're a little tired of this. The Hulk is destroying everything. I mean, Stark makes a joke in the sky about literally an inch, a second away from destroying a building. How quickly can we buy this building? Okay.
Hold on for a minute, Easy. I gotta...
Yeah, so, like, there's that part where he's just about to destroy a building that is being constructed in Africa. And he's, like, literally an inch away from destroying it. And he says to Friday, which is his new Jarvis, how quickly can we buy this building? Or I don't know if it was said it, he said it to Friday. Whoever he said it to, how quickly can we buy this building? Because I'm going to destroy it right now. It's trying to stop the Hulk. And that's the thing. Even though you're destroying that building, you're destroying everything around it. Like, everything around it. There was like a mini 9/11 happening in that African city. Right there. So why is the world... To me, that's what they should base this on. I'm sure they have a great idea for Civil War. I think it's very weird you're making it a Captain America movie. It should be an Avengers movie.
Well, because I think that's an issue of... Because Captain America, Winter Soldier, yeah, it was about Winter Soldier, but it was also about, hey, Hydra
came back. Yeah, but it was still at the core, it was a Captain America movie. It was a Captain America story.
Well...
Civil War is a Captain America story, don't get me wrong, but it encompasses everybody. Everybody. And if you're reading what's going on with Civil War, the movie, Captain America 3... There's, like, everybody's in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody. If you thought the Avengers had too many people, this movie's going to have too many people, even for cameos. And most of them are going to be cameos. What are they going to possibly do with 40 superheroes?
Well, yeah, and I think, I just had a weird idea. Because you know how, like, they just cast... Yeah. Civil War, right? Did you see the story about Martin Freeman?
We don't know who he's going to play.
Well, I just had a theory about it.
Yeah, there's so many theories about
who
he
might
yours?
Play. You know how... Have you ever watched Sherlock?
I have not watched Sherlock, but I know that they're now reuniting for Captain America.
That's my theory, is they're going to have a little banter with Martin Freeman and who plays Watson in Sherlock, and then they're going to have a little banter between him and
I think they will.
Stephen Strange.
I think they will. That's definitely going to be a nod to people.
But, or the alternative theory is he's going to be the senator who
and that could,
writes
that's
the bill.
A very likely scenario. I hope he's not, like, a superhero. I mean, he's too old to be a superhero.
Well, have you watched any of Martin Freeman's movies? He is, yeah, he's always either a government official or some guy in the background.
But the main character comic.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, and I think Doctor Strange.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he is. I don't know if he's going to be Doctor Strange, technically. Like the superhero Doctor Strange. I think he'll be there as, you know, himself, but not, like, superpower Doctor Strange. Because we don't know him yet. Well, you know what
well,
I
he
mean.
Doesn't
like,
have
I don't think he's
going to
be sitting there in the costume and going, ooh, let me move all these things around my mind. I don't think he's going to be doing that. I think he's going to be there in a suit and tie as, you know, Stephen Strange. And just, you know, I'm coming out against this. Or I don't feel like anyone should register.
Yeah, because they have to.
I think they've already confirmed he is
there. They have to.
That he is. I'm almost positive they have. I could be wrong, but I think they have.
I haven't seen anything, but then again,
we know Black Panther's going to be in it. That was confirmed a long time ago. They set up Black Panther in this movie, in Ultron.
Mm-hmm. Well, with Claw. So we've already covered two of our talking points, unless so you think there's something else to talk about.
Yeah, there's a million things, but yeah, go right ahead, end it.
Like, yeah, I could go on and on and on about what the Thanos thing, but that really was a minor thing. People are making it a big.
What do you mean? No, you got to elaborate on that. What do you mean? I thought it was perfect.
It was just like, oh, grabbing the Infinity Gauntlet.
I thought that was great. Because he was around in the first movie. But you know what I mean. And then he was in Guardians.
Well, I just felt...
I thought it was
very
needed because they need to set up the third movie. in the fourth movie.
Well,
but that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the problem that they have. And Ant-Man's in Civil War as well. That's the problem they have.
Yeah,
they, again, they need to set up the Avengers movie for the people who are only going to go see the Avengers. I agree with you. I know what you're going to say. I completely agree with you. But people, the general public, don't think like that. I know. Like, I completely agree. So when Ant-Man makes a lot of money, but it doesn't make Avengers money, theoretically what should be happening is every Marvel movie that comes out from here on out should best the movie that came before it, because they're all connected in some way. They're all leading towards the same goal. Right. Hashtag it's all connected. It's all Agents connected. Of S.H.I.E.L.D. Right.
Every Tuesday on ABC.
What should have happened is every movie that comes out after the next Marvel movie should be better gross-wise than the one before it. But it's not going to happen. Ant-Man will make a lot of money, but Ant-Man's not coming anywhere near
Probably gonna make Avengers. $50 million.
I think Ant-Man's going to do very well. But it's not going to come anywhere near billions of dollars like Avengers. And well, that's the problem.
Here's the thing. On the sales, really quick. Well, actually, on the MCU in general. I kind of gauge audience reaction from my parents, because they don't read comics. They don't research anything that's going to happen, and they're not really interested. They feel like they kind of have to, because it's a big thing. Like, they like the Avengers movies, and they like Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, they'll watch the movies they want to watch out of there.
Right, and there you go. Are they going to watch Ant-Man?
Well, my stepdad, he saw the first trailer for Ant-Man, and he's like, This is literally the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
See? You're making my point for me, man.
Yeah, and I think that's why Edgar Wright needed to be there, because they could do like some Scott Pilgrim type paneling things.
Edgar Wright would not do anything for the audience that you just described. Edgar Wright would do something for the audience that is you and I. Edgar Wright's not doing anything for your parents. He's not doing anything for my girlfriend, my mother. He's not doing anything for those people. He's doing the. He was there for us, and his vision did not come, no pun intended, to fruition. So he left. They moved on, amicably or not. Well, they'll tell you it was, but we all know it wasn't. Right. And here we are. But you're making my point. Your parents think that's stupid. We know it's not. We know it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my point. Theoretically, every movie after the recent Marvel movie should do better. Because it's all connected, it's all the same.
Right.
But it's not going to. And that's my point. That's why Thanos has to be there. Because they need to tie this movie, not into Ant-Man, not into Captain America, not into Thor, into Avengers 3 and 4 next year and the year after.
Well, it's not going to be called...
Not next year. Or is it next year?
2018 and 2019.
Yeah. They need to tie them into that. That's what they need to do, and that's a problem. But it's a problem they don't really care about. They don't think is a problem, because they're going to get their money either way.
Right. And I'm sorry if you guys heard spoilers. I said 10 minutes. It turned out to be 55 or something like that.
Yeah.
But... What can you do? Oh, and thank you for adding me to your Google Plus.
I just happened to see it sitting there, and I was like, "What is this button?" Ah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, sure. So let's go get on to what we're playing.
Okay.
So, there's going to be a lot of PC stuff. So I will warn you: if you do not like playing PC games, you are going to be very bored. Because here's the thing for me this week.
I see a couple PS3 games in there. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, but there's like two. And then there's one Xbox. And that was just because I was bored and needed something to play. Here's the difference between PC and console, at least for me. I can go to browsing Reddit to playing The Witcher in no time flat. For my Xbox or PlayStation 3, I have to walk over to my TV, and you can attribute this to laziness. I have to walk over to my living room, which isn't too far from where I play video games on my computer. But it's just easier. I'll just open Steam and it's there. But when I go to my Xbox, I have to go down and sit down on a couch, boot up the Xbox One, then select what game I'm going to play. And that's just tiring for me after, like, when I want to play a game.
That is the most first world problem I've ever heard.
Well, I know, but it's just like when I get off of work and I have some free time, which is actually rare during the weekdays. Because, you know, I'm pretty much going all the time. But weekends I actually do have time to play video games, and PC is just there, you know? I don't have to walk over to, like, if I plug my Kinect in, I could say Xbox on or whatever. And I'm not gonna apologize for that, no. Like, I realize I could do that, but that's just an extra step. I know it's laziness, but when you're working 40 hours a week, that really, the convenience and playtime really go to the forefront of your mind when talking about video games.
Mm-hmm.
That, because you don't have a lot of time. You need something you can get in and go. You don't want to waste a minute booting up your Xbox. Which, I know it doesn't take a minute to boot up. I'm just saying it takes a minute for me to walk to my couch and boot up the Xbox.
Listen, I'm not gonna discourage your feelings on it. I'm not the same. If that's how you feel, that's cool. But to me, I would so much rather just sit down on my couch and play than play on a computer.
Right. It's just,
yeah. And I love saying Xbox on.
Which,
and mind you, my Xbox is turned on.
But here's what I've been playing.
Let me fix that.
I did. These are sales.
So now he's got $1 billion to spend. Everyone give him.
I did
tips.
Actually get some really cool stuff. Besiege is the first one. I can't get it booted on my computer. Like, I can get it running on my computer and works just fine, but it. Oops. But it crashes on me. It, like, if I try and go to the options menu, it just crashes. So I think that's just my computer. I think that's CPU stuff. But we all know what Besiege is. You make a machine and you try and destroy the world. Well, destroy, like, a little city. So that's
Medieval Ultron.
Then the Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings, which apparently runs better on my PC than the Witcher 1. Like, I can't even boot up the Witcher Enhanced Edition. Because it pops up a message saying, you have not met the minimum requirements. Because mine's, my CPU, it's really just my CPU with most of these games. It's 1.8 gigahertz and not 2.2 or whatever. So really it's just a matter of CPU. Because all these games are like 2 gigabytes RAM, 3 gigabytes RAM. I have 4 gigabytes of RAM in here. So, then Homefront, some really weird stuff going on with Homefront. Like, I'm not getting objective markers. And I get like 8 FPS, which I don't know why, because I think that FPS count is wrong. Because I'm getting 160 millisecond response time, so that I shouldn't be getting 8 FPS. So I can't go advance in the game. So, like, I haven't gotten past, welcome to KPAR, like, the radio introduction. I can't get past that point because nobody's answering the door. Because it's not instancing that circumstance. So, I don't know what's going on with that. Which, by the way, menu, if you look at the menu screen for performance, don't. The menu screen is optimized to run on any machine because it is not actual gameplay. It's just a flag waving. Then Goat Simulator and Goat Z. I actually did play these. I actually got these to work with some stutter, some frame drops, which I thought Goat Simulator was a lot less demanding. I was wrong. Like, I even turned...
it's all that goat physics.
I even turned the physics down way down to fast. I just wanted it fast. Like, I turned everything down. Like, I even turned FOV down to 60.
What about Goat Z? How is that?
It is weird.
Weird?
It is very, very weird. And I will agree with the sentiment, Total Biscuit, a lot of people have been saying about Goat Z. Goat Z feels like an actual game. Like, you have to go around infecting people and surviving. It's a parody of DayZ. Goat Z, DayZ.
That makes sense.
And I haven't played DayZ, so I don't know what the parody is of it, other than you're a goat infecting humans. Like, you just press 1 on the keypad, and because I use the keypad if I'm doing numbers, I don't like reaching up here. It just feels weird to me. Because there's 2 spaced out. You like press 1, which is normally your like thing to infect people.
So you just talk to them?
Yeah, basically. It like sprays a screen mist and then they come at you.
Oh, nice.
Like, you get gumshot weapons, like you get really inventive weapons, like you gotta craft stuff. And
oh really? I was expecting you would just walk around and just start licking people.
It's like you've got to avoid those zombies if you don't have weapons. It's actually pretty much Goat Simulator DayZ edition.
So you're a goat zombie, but you have to avoid actual zombies.
Yeah, because you don't have a lot of health. Like, you always come back, but...
That's weird.
Like, you don't have a lot of health.
Why would the goat zombies be attacking the goat zombies? Is what I meant.
I don't know. That's actually a good question. I think it was
sounds
done
very
for
weird
holes.
To me. Oh, of course, that whole game is done for that nonsense.
By the way, best 389.
Best less than $4 really I spent all week. I'll play it when it's free on Xbox Live.
I think that's happening next month.
I hope so, because I'm not paying money for that.
I mean, if you want, I can set up a thing. And maybe we could set up a thing offline where I can gift it to you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, I could give you a $5 thing. But anyways, Goat Simulator, I have it on iPad, so I just don't... Yeah,
that's
on my Android.
Oh, Jesus.
I can even play it on my phone. Yeah.
That's so weird to me. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense, but...
It is weird. It is very, very weird. And that's why I don't play it on my iPad. And then we got The Witcher, which we already talked about. Polarity. I haven't played this, but it was like... It's like we've been talking about. 19 cents. It's not really... I mean, that's like chump change compared to some of the other stuff I got.
Literal
chump change. Like, you could go to a store and pay for it. Like, get a 25-cent game.
It's less than a gumball.
It's less than a gumball. What are you doing? And it's like a puzzle game, kind of like Portal, except for you, like, mixed polarities. It's really cool. I haven't played it, but it's really cool. I imagine all people... I'll probably have more on that next week, honestly, because I can't play Homefront, I can't play The Witcher 2, and the reason why I'm playing The Witcher and The Witcher 2, for those of you who do not know, The Witcher 3 is coming out, which,
That's news.
Yeah,
did they just announce that?
Because I am very much a purist when it comes to series. I want to play the first one. Then if there's a second one, I want to play a second one. And then if there's a third one, I'll play that last. I very much want to play them in order. I don't want to watch a recap video. And sorry that it's getting dark. I think it's getting about to rain. And I can actually hear some rumblings. Oh, you did?
I did hear that, actually. Yeah, I looked out my window and went, oh my god, it's really sunny. That can't be here. Because I can't hear anything out of my headphones, so... I don't know why I looked out there.
Yeah, but then I jumped back into Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. It's a Metal Gear game. I really didn't get anywhere. I just got to Drebin. If you've played that, you'll know who he is. He's like, yep,
it's all Greek
Borderlands
to me.
2, because I needed something fun. Space Chem, it's a little puzzle game where you drop chemicals into a vat and it does things. Really fun game if you haven't picked it up. Fractured Space. Now doesn't run well on my computer. Nothing runs well on my computer. And it's free to play. Wait, was it free to play? I can't remember. Well, look it up. Not you, but the listener. Look it up, and I'm sure you'll find that it's free, because I don't think I paid for this. But it's basically space combat with ships. It's a little too sluggish because people are saying, oh, look, like, you're turning the wrong way. Like, it's very deep. Like, you gotta warp places, you gotta, like, pick a destination, you gotta fight frigates. It's very fun when you know what you're doing. But I didn't know what I'm doing, and my computer runs it sluggishly. So, then I've been playing the original Far Cry on PC. I picked that up, I don't know how long ago. Like, months, maybe even a year ago. Oh, look at how dark my video is getting. Oh, dear. Then Orion Prelude, basically Evolve. Is the best comparison I can draw to that. Evolve, but with actual dinosaurs. Like, you... Yeah, it's Evolve. On PC. Well, Evolve is nice. On PC, but...
We need more dinosaurs.
Hashtag MOAR dinosaurs. I've been playing a little bit of Marvel Heroes. I haven't got back into it since. But I was playing that to ante up for Age of Ultron.
I just signed up for that yesterday. Friday. I haven't played it, but
be aware of microtransactions in that game, because
that's why I was afraid of always
because
trying it.
It is very expensive if you want to get all the characters.
Yeah, what base game wise? If I plan on spending $0,
you can do whatever.
What
you
can
want.
I do?
Yeah, you
game.
Can. You can play the game. It's just you'll have
but. Who you can only play as who though?
Black Panther. Oh jeez. Black Panther, Iron Man, Captain America. You can play as like pretty much any Avenger.
So I can play as Captain America
for free,
free
unless you want to change
whole
your costume.
Ride.
Like unless you want his Age of Ultron.
I mean maybe,
costume.
But
then you got to pay like $40 or something like that.
Yeah, I saw the Age of Ultron pack there. I just got an email. It was like, you want to play as Age of Ultron? Come to the website. It didn't tell you the price, and I went to the fucking website.
Yeah,
it's,
like if
it's
you
$40.
Very much if you want to
no thanks.
Stay like this, if you want this to be your game, be prepared to drop some bones. It's about $120 or something like that. Let me check on this really quick because.
Well, there are. I remember seeing there's the Age of Ultron pack, and then there was two other packs that I saw on the cursory that were $20 each. I didn't see what they were. But there was $80 right there if you want content. And I'm like, no, maybe I don't want to play this game as much as my heart tells me I want to. So I didn't start it. I downloaded it Friday.
Oh,
because I was going to try and hype myself up for Ultron.
$193.94.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's how much it costs for all the DLC that's on Steam, and that's not even counting like costumes, special chests.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I don't care about the 48 different Iron
Man.
Yeah,
the
Iron Man's not that big of a hero to me. The 17 Spider-Man costumes.
Very much if you like
wanna
buy everything, you're gonna need a job. I'm not gonna talk about paychecks. Let's just say it's about a third of my paycheck. Well, no, not it's actually more like 2/3. But
yeah,
so. If you do the math, you know how much I make.
It's just there's those type of games that they get you in on the it's free, come play everybody, and then you think okay, it's free, and then you spend $48 in one drink.
It's kind of dark. But anyways, I've also been playing Romero's Aftermath, but I don't get the objective of that game. Because it's made by the same guy who made Infestation Survivor Stories. Which you might know as War Z.
What is Romero's Aftermath? Zombies. Are they talking about zombies?
George
Romero? Yes.
I don't know what to do in this game. Well, it doesn't tell you what to do.
Zombies, man.
It assumes a lot about you. It assumes you know what the game's about.
It assumes you've seen.
Yeah, it does, and I've never seen that movie. Yeah.
What?
That's the podcast.
That's it. I quit. See you guys later.
But yeah.
Goodbye.
Because it just dropped you in there. Yeah, you guys can probably hear this in the podcast.
I hope it keeps going the whole time. I love it.
If you hear rain, if you hear thunder, it's that on my side there is a thunderstorm happening right now.
Yeah, little side fact about me. There is a podcast I listen to, and sometimes when they do it over, you know, a mic in a room, so you hear everything that's going on, and a lot of times it's raining. So, I love listening to the rain during that podcast. It seems like every other podcast.
Yeah, rain or come shine, we had to do this. Not like obligation, but it's like it was time. Then moving on, I played some Kerbal Space Program's demo. I emphasize it was a demo. I did not pay $30 for that game. I don't think it's worth $30. It is worth.
Is it worth 19 cents?
I would rather that be $5. I would pay $5 for that game. Because I budget out my games now. That's the thing now. And basically, that would be a third of my budget. I don't want to spend a third of my budget on one game. I very much like to pick something up on sale. I very much like to pick up things on Steam sales, and buy multiple games. And then, so yeah, I just don't like spending $30 on something. I'm now, guys. June is gonna be a very expensive month for me. Batman Arkham Knight. That's gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna have to choose whether I want the premium edition, which is gonna go over my budget for the whole month. No.
So you don't.
I don't pay for that sector.
Big deal.
So that's like literally the only thing I have to budget out. Everything else goes to savings. So here's the thing. Like if I spend over my budget, that's fine. I still got padding, but. Oh, it started raining. I just don't want to spend like $100 on a game. So I might pick up Batman Arkham Knight, the base game, and then pick up the season pass. Which we're gonna.
Now, is the premium edition just basically the same price as picking up the base game and then the season pass at the same time?
Alright, so we're gonna move on because I'm on battery power. And I've got like an hour left on this. So, yeah. I also played Not a Hero, which is coming out this week. What was that? Oh, okay.
That was my phone.
And Not a Hero is kind of like Hotline Miami, but if you viewed it like a side-scroller. Yeah. You get a special treat this week. Rain. Special guest today, Rain, and not from Mortal Kombat.
I wish.
I think we actually should move on because everything else in here is kind of just. I played it for 15 minutes, so let's move on to what you're playing. Yep.
All right, speaking of Mortal Kombat.
Segway.
I play more Mortal Kombat 10, Mortal Kombat X. I won't get too much into it because we'll move on quickly, but let me ask you guys, let me say to you guys who play online with Mortal Kombat, especially on Xbox, Xbox One, if you're gonna play King of the Hill matches, can you respect people appropriately? I played a bunch of King of the Hill matches, and if you don't know how that works, basically you just sit in the lobby and you just watch a match, and then the next person up plays, and you just, you know, play on if you win, and you're the king of the castle. They try to dethrone you, but you give respect points to people after. I beat the dude who won like 10 matches in a row, and they gave me a lot of respect points, but then I kept winning 8 more matches in a row, and they were giving me 1 respect point or 2 respect points out of 10. Like, in a room that was full. Guys, don't be dicks, okay? Be respectful with it, okay? That's the whole point. If I was doing good, I came back to beat a lot of dudes.
Right.
I need the respect I need.
I've never podcasted in the rain, so... Okay. Well, I'm not then, in the rain. I'm in... Yeah, if
doesn't
I'm
it feel
rain,
good,
yeah.
though? Well, I mean...
Yeah,
doesn't
it's
it kind of
relaxing.
In the rain
I don't know how, like how it sounds, but...
There you go.
Is it like... Is it...
It sounds good
is
to
it
me.
Is it, like, light
if it
pattering?
Sounds good to me, it's going to sound like, good to them.
It's not taking over my voice
yeah.
or anything?
And then you hear the thunder.
Okay, because...
No.
I don't want to mess with this in post. Okay.
No. I can hear you perfectly fine. So then we'll move on to NBA 2K15. I've been playing a lot of My Player, My Park. My Park is the online portion where you just go into your park and... You play against other real people in pickup games, 3-on-3 or 2-on-2. Nice. I'll just say this, in regards to My Park. It's exactly the type of people you think is going to be playing My Park as what are playing My Park. So we'll move on to Resident Evil Revelations 2. I played Raid Mode. A lot more fun than I was expecting. It's a little different than Mercenaries, if you're used to Mercenaries or Resident Evil, where it's more of a focused... narrative, you start from
Which,
one end of the map and try to work your way to
Speaking of
the
Revelations
end.
2, that's... I didn't realize, but that's only $6.
For
the
first episode. It's... Right.
Ooh.
But you get raid mode in the first episode.
Oh.
So if you just want to play raid mode, you're good to go. You don't need the other episodes to play raid mode. As far as I'm aware, from what I was told by everyone who's played it, that I talked to. But... Raid mode is actually a lot more fun than I was expecting. It's not like Mercenaries in the fact that you just sit there for however long you can last. You go from one end to another trying to rack up as much points as you can, which was really fun. It's like a slowed down Mercenaries. I really liked it.
Yeah, you got Disney Infinity 2.0, which I saw your picture on Twitter. Like...
Yeah. I was at Toys R Us one day last week or the week before, and I was thinking of ways to play more video games with my girlfriend, and Lego games are not really working.
Now, why is that? I actually want you to expand on this.
It's hard to explain. Because it's gonna sound worse than it really is what I mean.
Is it because of the figurines, or
go
how...
ahead.
Kind of like you can make your own game, kind of.
Well, here's the thing. I'll get to that in a second. The reason why Lego games weren't working very much, and that's not to say I won't play more Lego games with her, because I will, obviously. I want to. I like it. But she's not good at video games. She doesn't play video games. So you have to try and find the ones that work. And she can play Lego games. It's just we play so sporadically, she doesn't commit anything to memory. So, even the simple things, she has to figure out how to do again, even though she's just done it 50 times. So, it's one of those things where we'll continue playing Lego games, but this, it was there, and I initially was just going to buy her the Peach Amiibo, because it was there, and then I saw a sign that said, buy one, get 40% off. Another one, I guess I'll get
Gotta get
Mega
those
Man.
Amiibos!
So I got myself a Mega Man. Right. And they had a bunch of Mega Man. I said, sweet, I have not seen Mega Man anywhere. Mega Man, Toys R Us, thank you. And it was the last day of the sale, which also worked on Skylanders and Disney Infinity. So I said, some of those Disney Infinity characters look pretty cool. I like them as just to sit there. Venom looks fucking sweet. Captain America looks great.
It's just... Oh,
sorry.
I actually feel bad for you on this front, because we're going to talk about it later, but Disney Infinity 3.0 is coming out.
Right. That... Right. So, those were cool. And then I saw, you know, I said, okay, well, if they're buy one, whatever, get 40% off, we'll pick up a few characters. Right. If she wants to play, I'll get the game for her. So, she comes and picks me up because she was at another store, you know, buying whatever she was. 8 hours later, after me sitting in Toys R Us looking at all this, contemplating, going outside, sitting on the bench out there just waiting for about 8 hours. I'm formulating this plan of like, okay, if she says no, that's cool. She says no, that's great. I don't have to spend $1 billion on Disney Infinity now. But I'm gonna do my due diligence. I'm gonna put it to her. If she chooses yes, it's a win in the sense that we can play, because this game is literally made for children. So we go in. I lay it all out for her. I have her read everything. I'll have her look at all the figures they got there, and she says we'll do it. The game's normally $75, because obviously I'm going to get the Marvel one.
Which way did you go on that? Like, what? Okay.
I went the Avengers pack on Xbox One.
Oh, that isn't bad.
Which was $75. The other one was $60. No, and you get the base, and you get three figures. You get Iron Man, Black Widow, and Thor. So you start off with the three figures. If you get just the regular Disney one, it's $60. You get the base, but you get like the character from Brave.
Well,
I know what you're talking about. So, yeah. So I was like, screw that. We're not doing that. We're doing that. If we're doing this, we're doing this at least partially for me. Okay. So we're going Marvel style, and she loves Marvel. So thank God I have that going for me. So we do that. We pick up a Donald Duck because I love Donald Duck. He looks sweet sitting there all angry. And then she picks up her figures. I get my Captain America and my Venom. She gets her Jasmine. We picked up some used ones at GameStop. Because they have a buy two, get one free going on for those. Still going on until the 17th, I think. So we got Stitch from... Yeah, we got Stitch from Lilo and Stitch and all that stuff. But, so we did it. We get to the register. I'm like, okay, this is going to cost me all this money. It's crazy.
You're preparing your heart.
Because the figure's like $15. Yes, yeah, my mind is going, okay, well, I know I'm getting 40% off this. Okay, so, okay, the game's going to kill me, but whatever. I get to there, and she reads me the price, and it's like $100, and I'm like, what? So, she looks at me, and she takes the bag and starts running away, and I'm like, just go. And I don't know, she notices it, she knows what's going on, and she knows something's wrong, and I'm like, I don't care. She took my $100 bill.
Yeah.
We're getting out of here. Let's get out of here. So we leave. I look at the receipt.
Oh, wow.
It was on sale for $40, the base game. There was no signs anywhere.
Yeah,
that would have made my decision even easier. I would have just bought it and said, come on back in and pick your figures out, lady. I would have done that. But you know what? It worked out. It was a nice aside for a long day of out.
Yeah.
It was a nice thing. So... It was good, but when we get home, we start playing the game. It's literally a game for children.
Right.
So she can play it.
Yeah.
She can't mess up, because I can take over and do anything, and I can't mess up.
Right.
Because it's a game for kids.
Yeah, I mean...
So it's a win-win for everybody.
Because...
And we're only playing so far the game that comes with it, which was the Avengers, because you need the base to play the game. So, like, you need the game figure. It's, like, clear, and you put it in the base or whatever, and then you put your figures on it. So we're just playing that so far, and it's very simple.
Yeah,
we haven't even touched Toy Box yet.
Yeah, I'm really interested in it. It's just not cost-effective.
Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely not. And I'm not a fan of... we'll talk later on about 3.0, so... But, yes, so if you have someone in your life who's not into video games, but is into Disney like she is, this could be
I'm getting an alert for Steam. A daily deal.
That's okay.
Oh.
So just if you can deal with paying $15 for a figure, and you don't, or you don't mind buying them used from GameStop.
Yeah, like,
or internet.
Definitely
or
try the game if you have the money.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to just try the game.
Well,
without buying it new. I mean, you can go to GameStop and buy a
base. The console versions and the mobile and you know, PC versions are three different things. Because on console, you have to buy the game. You have to buy it. But on PC, it's free, I think. Yeah, you don't need any figurines or anything.
Really?
Because I think...
How is that possible?
It's rather difficult to do on PC. Is how I think it is. I think it's more similar to Marvel Heroes, where you don't have to buy figurines. You have to buy through microtransactions. I
don't know, because, I mean, the base, you need a base to play for the consoles, and I would just assume you just plug a base in. It's all USB. You just plug the base into the PC.
Well, yeah, and you
I mean, it's out for Vita, for crying out loud, at this point. It just came out yesterday for
Vita.
Oh,
you do?
Yes, you do. It comes with a Symbiote Spider-Man exclusive. So the only way to get that is either someone trades it in, or you buy a Vita version to get Black Spider-Man.
Well, that's not out.
I'm not doing that. As much as I love Black Spider-Man.
Oh, it
I'm
did.
Not buying.
Okay, then I'm behind.
It came out yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm definitely interested in getting Disney Infinity when I have.
Yeah.
When it comes to Disney Infinity 6.0 edition.
Funds.
Which is, so, Disney Infinity 3.0 edition's out this year, so 3 years. When I have, like, thousands.
So, probably,
like,
in 2 to 3 years.
I'll definitely get into the Amiibo stuff, but I just don't. I would spend my entire budget on that.
Yeah, there were some cool figures that I wish
I
have just sitting
and
looking
Mad
at them right
Max
now. They're
about
cool.
A week,
but
so I've got to figure that in too. So movies, because I kind of put it in an entertainment tab.
Yeah.
So that includes like Mad Max. That includes comic books, which I actually just picked up some comic books that I read just before the podcast.
Yep.
Batman.
Yeah, I wish I had like that $10.
It's
a
not.
Month
I
or, you know,
didn't pick this up
for, a year
for
Marvel
Unlimited.
I would love to have that.
Yeah.
I wish I had. I wish that was available for me.
Like I like it. It's just I'm looking at expenses.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's like
I'd rather
just buy the comics I want to buy. Nah, because I could buy 4 Batman comics for $4, which I actually did. I bought Arkham Knight. Now, that's the weird thing about that. I've been looking to buy Secret Wars number 1. I can't find it anywhere. Like, I can't find it on Google Play Books. Yeah, I tried... I'll have to reset my password then.
It's on
because I have no idea what it is. But anyways, you said Wolfenstein the Old Blood. That's price for me.
Very good
that's
game.
Very
happy.
Pure.
With it.
Well, I have like 15 cents in credit. So.
I had credit. I used all my credit, so I had credit sitting there. Yeah, I had Xbox Live credits sitting around, so I was happy with that.
No, it is
but,
worth $20.
It's $20,
me.
But honestly,
it
I feel like
comes
it's worth $20 if you have the money.
I don't
want to
spend $20 on a game. Oh.
Right. But if money is not an issue for you, absolutely. Especially if you love Wolfenstein. I got into an argument with someone on Twitter the other day, yesterday or 2 days ago about it. It wasn't Marty from IGN. It wasn't an argument with him. I got into an argument based off of my comments with that. Some random person. Because I'm not going to spoil anything, but something happens in the game about 2/3 of the way into it that I had no clue existed. Right, and he spoiled it in his tagline to the tweet and the review. And if I hadn't gotten to that point during the day, that day before the review went out, because the review copies weren't out, they had to play them when we did, I would have been a little upset, because I had no clue this was in the game. And Oh, yeah, I know you saw some of it. So, like...
Yeah, it's civilized.
Something happened, and, you know, Marty from IGN and I had a nice discussion over it. And, you know, we went our separate ways. But then this other guy comes in and starts attacking me. It's like, have you never played a Wolfenstein before? This is something... I'm like, yes, I've played Wolfenstein before. But this isn't in the previous game, which is this is a prequel of. So why would I just assume it's in this one?
Right.
So...
Yeah.
That aside, fantastic game. If you don't want to be spoiled, again,
yeah,
I didn't know this was in the game, and apparently
so
it's been out.
For context,
and
here's
talked
what's
about,
what,
but I didn't
down.
Know about it.
Marty
so, not
Siva
everyone knows
of
it exists.
IGN tweeted, "Here's my Wolfenstein the Old Blood review. I killed Nazi, was confused by zombies, and stole a dumb dog's food." IGN.com/articles/2015. It lists the link. And then you said, "Nice post. I just wish you didn't spoil a plot point in the review,
his
though.
Review.
I'm loving the game nonetheless. Not spotting any spoilers. Care to elaborate?" That was Marty. Then you came back and said, "I had no clue there were zombies in the game until I got to that part earlier today. Seems like a major plot point to me." Marty said, "There's a zombie on the cover. The game was revealed with a vine of zombies, and zombies are in the trailer." To which you responded, "I do have to ask which cover. My cover doesn't have a zombie, it's just an electric Nazi soldier." And
Right.
Yeah, let me do a little
search. I'm looking everywhere for a cover with a zombie on it. There's no zombies anywhere. And maybe they were announced with zombies in like their Twitch feeds and their vines, whatever, but I'm not following vines and Twitch feeds of the Old Blood, because I don't want to get spoiled. So, like, I'm not going to go to that. So, again, it's not common knowledge that's there. And there are other people saying the same thing I'm saying.
I haven't even played the New Order yet, which I know. Calm down. Like, I'm more speaking to the listeners, because
that
was just
a
point of which fall game do I buy, and that was on the list. It was Shadow of Mordor and Alien Isolation for me. Because those were the games I was like, these are the games I want. Yeah, Wolfenstein looks really rad, but I have other things to do. And I feel like Wolfenstein, the New Order should have came out right now, and then Old Blood should have came out, like, in fall, or something like that. Or maybe even the reverse. Because I feel like New Order kind of got trapped in that fall schedule. It did? Disregard my previous statement.
Well, New Order came out
I thought
May
it was a
14.
Fall game for some reason,
yeah.
So. Yeah,
no,
I think it's like
but definitely one of the better games I've played in 14. New? So if you haven't played it yet, guys, go play it.
Probably. That would be a good
game. Yeah, it's probably
I'd
30 bucks by now.
60. And I was actually
it was worth 60, so
I was like, "Well, got my first paycheck. What games are there?" And somebody was like, "Because I have an interest in Project Cars, right? Like I really want to play that game." And I was like asking people, "Hey, Project Cars is coming out next week. Which racing game do I buy?" And people were like, "Oh, you should..." Well, this one person, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, person. You probably listened to my podcast because you responded right away. But he said, "If you like if you like open world, Forza Horizon 2 is your game. If you don't like that, if you just like racing around a track, Forza 5 is your game." And that's one of the games I have so many games in my mind I want to pick up. But I have neither time nor money for that.
It's the worst, isn't
because
it?
Because
it's the worst.
If I'm being
you have so many
honest,
things you
I have
play,
2 days
you
to play games. Like, just 2 whole days where I'm not doing anything. Well, other than chores, really. I'm not really doing anything, and I'm not going to be mowing today because it's raining.
Right.
And here's the weird thing. People still mow while they do that while it's raining. It's weird. Like, there's a reason you don't vote when it's raining. Ask your parents, kids. 42 minutes. Okay, so we're going to jump straight into the headlines, unless you have more to say about Old Blood.
No, it's a great game. I still think you should play The New Order first, even though it is a prequel to The New Order.
Yeah, definitely. I would play Old Blood first, really. But
go play them both. I don't care what order.
I will follow your recommendation, because you've actually played Wolfenstein.
Just go play either game.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In me, it's always release order. No matter what it is, it's always release order. There's a reason why they do that.
Oculus Rift coming to consumers in quarter one 2016. Woohoo! My future is coming true. They are finalizing Oculus Rift prototypes. I can now sit on my couch with a PC game and immersion of it all. Look, I'm a big immersion guy. Like, when I go into GTA 5, I'll go into first person and just drive.
I am too, but...
Do it.
I haven't played GTA 5
Wait, you said you got a new TV? Oh.
It's gonna look so good.
Well, let's flag that down for next week, alright? But yeah, I am so excited that this is happening. You may not be excited, but that... Yeah. It's really, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for saying VR is the best thing since sliced bread, but I think it's really, because it's that
I don't think it is, but I am excited for people
frontier,
like
Frontier, really. That's where I've always seen games going. You go 2D, then you go 3D. You go 3D, then you VR. Where you can really interact with the game and you are in the game. That's what I've always seen. So let's move on. EA is talking about their upcoming schedule for games. Now listen to this. As lightning rumbles. Thunder rumbles. So here is their schedule. FIFA 16, summer 2015. Madden NFL 16, summer 2015. No surprises here. NHL 16, summer 2015. Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour. I feel like I'm talking about my brother and me. Comes out on July 14th, 2015. That's already been confirmed. NBA Live 16, fall 2015. Need for Speed, fall 2015. New info there. Star Wars Battlefront, November 17th, 2015. Mirror's
New
Edge,
info there.
Early 2016. New Mirror's Plants vs. Zombies game, early 2016. Oh, is it?
New info.
Because it said Plants vs. Zombies TBA.
And that's Garden Warfare, just so we're clear. Unfortunately, yes. Correct. And that was what everyone was either expecting a new, base Plants vs. Zombies game, or
I don't think it's Plants vs. Zombies.
That's what I was hoping for, because I hate playing it on the iPad. Too many microtransactions.
Oh, is it? Garden Warfare 2?
It's not. No, it's not. They confirmed it's Garden Warfare. But that's the thing.
Okay,
They didn't specify on that earnings report thing. On that schedule thing.
And then the last one.
Right, and they don't mention it on there. It just says Plants vs. Zombies, TBA, whatever. Well, I was going to say, people were like, oh, great, it's going to be Plants vs. Zombies 2 for consoles. We don't have to worry about microtransactions. And they were like, no, it's actually going to be
Titanfall 2, fiscal year 2017.
So, that's where it's going to be.
So, let's discuss. We're not going to talk about sports games, because we're really not into the sports games. I'm sorry if you are, but... So let's talk about what's here, what's new. Because we don't need to talk about McIlroy, PGA Tour, or Star Wars Battlefront. We already knew about them. But let's talk about Need for Speed. Need for Speed is coming back. Now, not that No Limits mobile game. That's still coming. If you want to play Need for Speed on your mobile devices, that's still coming. But this is Ghost Games making a console game. A new Need for Speed is what they're making. That's honestly the only reasonable decision at this point.
Hopefully only for current gen systems.
Right. And
I don't think it will be, but hopefully.
I played only current gen. Rivals? Yeah, Rivals. I played that. I had fun. A lot of people didn't have fun with that. So that's why they took a year off. But I had fun. I had fun. That's what matters to me. I need to have fun. And I hope Need for Speed goes back to that. And I really hope this is a tie-in to the movie that's coming out. I don't either, but I just hope it's not.
Oh, is it? I don't think it will be.
Yeah, okay. And then that new info, Mirror's Edge early 2016. So. That yeah, seems about right, but that was a lot earlier than I was expecting. That was a lot. Well, yeah, because I was like, oh, we saw concept art, and somebody was even like,
that's
yeah, we'll see
it
2017. I was like, no, we'll see it at E3, but we might see first gameplay. But now we're definitely going to see gameplay.
Yeah, I can't imagine not talking about it at length because
by April, because the way they set up there,
that was coming out by March of 2016.
I definitely think that's the right time to release it because you'll note that it's been 3 years since Mirror's Edge 2 or Mirror's Edge had been announced. Because here's the thing: people call this Mirror's Edge 2. It's not Mirror's Edge 2. It's a reboot. It is a reboot.
I think that's 100%. I don't know. 100%. I don't know if it's going to be
confirmed
a
that
reboot or not.
Well,
100% complete reboot.
I would rather have a reboot with new gen graphics.
I think that's weird.
Than see a sequel to Mirror's Edge. Well, for people like me, I haven't played the first one.
I would prefer just to have a sequel and then put out a remaster.
And
of the
like
first
people
one.
Go up and down about how great the first one was.
I haven't either, but that's my point.
I played the...
I played it for about 8 seconds.
I played the demo. I definitely thought
the gameplay
was interesting. But
not very long.
To be like,
but I just
definitely
didn't like it.
For $20. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bought it for like $4 one time. Or $3, whatever it was. And it wasn't... Isn't it free?
Yeah, maybe you still did.
Wasn't it free for Xbox
Live?
Back
to you guys on that. Then Titanfall 2.
So maybe I still have it.
2017. This was later than I thought. This was entirely later than I thought. Before April 2017.
Well, fiscal 2017 just could probably mean fall of 2016.
No, because the way they set up their fiscal year, it's 2016.
No, before April 2017.
Well, because they said not to expect it before April 2016.
No way. Definitely not. I'm telling you right now, that's not possible. Right, that's what I mean. Don't expect it before April 2016. I'm saying fiscal year 17 ends in April 1st of 2017.
Because here's
so this
the
could
thing
be
about
a
April.
November 2016 game.
The original one came out in April.
I don't want it to be.
I think
but...
it'd be nice to do it. See, I'm getting release dates wrong.
Original one came out in March.
I've been away too long.
And that's where I think the second one should come out.
But
second one should
on
come out March
of, spectrum,
of 2017.
Pro Skater 5. Now, as you can see by my face, Easy, I'm less than excited about this. I love Pro Skater series. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
today.
This is something
but
I
do
care
not
want to
see another
anymore.
One. Especially when it's grassroots like this. When it's just it's another Pro Skater game.
With.
I would rather see something similar to Skate. Because we have not seen a Skate game in 4 years. Oh, yeah. They've got, like, shooting levels. And like, Christian
with
Spicer even tweeted, like, FMV and Guitar Hero Live and shooting levels and Tony Hawk. Are you sure you got the right game, Activision? Because FMV used to be in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and then shooting levels used to be in, well, they're in Call of Duty, so. Then Disney Infinity 3.0, it's got Star Wars and Age of Ultron stuff in there.
Yeah.
It really the same game. I don't know why they couldn't, they can't just make a hub game.
That's what I don't understand either.
Yeah,
that's
it's not going to work. I'm gonna hate stupid.
Having to go out and buy 3.0 because my dock's not going to work. It's completely bullshit, and I'm really hoping they don't only make Star Wars packs with the dock.
Oh, right.
I hope they make a Marvel one as well, what? Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not buying a Star Wars.
Which is why you'll notice that I haven't been talking about Star Wars.
No, I hate Star Wars.
Well, it's just like, I feel like...
I mean, yeah, if you want to talk about it, that's like, perfectly fine.
I don't know. It's just... I don't
I
like
know
Star
Wars.
Wars
I just don't like it.
And I just feel like, from the guys from Pretty Much It, the podcast, they're like, every week is Star Wars week. And I'm just like, I don't want to talk about Star Wars that much. I love it, but I don't want to talk about Maz Kadana and Adam Driver as Kylo Ren, which they showed his face this week. And I don't want to talk about Suicide Squad. By the way, the first Prince of Bel-Air is really sad about it. No, because, like, you saw the cast photo, right? And he just looks like the saddest
really?
Little... Like, it...
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant he was actually sad
because
about something. I think he should be sad.
Like,
that outfit looks like crap.
We're not a movie show. We'll talk about them.
That's all we'll say. I just
and
think
we,
the
we can actually
like
judge
that.
Them for what they are, not what they're not going to be. Yeah, we could set up a whole podcast network of
I could have a whole movie show set up for 8 hours podcast.
For us, but I don't have time for that, but... and then Sega's not coming to E3 this year. Which, here's my spin on this. The reason Sega's not coming to E3 is, one, it doesn't have games to show.
Shocker.
Two, other than Total War. Tempo. I haven't heard of it, so.
What about Tembo?
No, I know what you're talking about, but that's not a game.
It's Tembo the Badass Elephant.
People are actually excited about an elephant game?
That is a game. People are excited about that. Well, yes, because it's like harkening back to that time.
I'll say
of,
it.
You know,
all
one character platformer game.
Nostalgia
were,
kills.
You know, relevant.
Because, Sega. Yeah, Sonic.
Oh, nostalgia can definitely kill. It's murdered me several times. Listen, I think they're putting.
Right.
I think they're using the excuse that they're moving.
That's
why they're not going.
And I.
As a good
my
excuse,
spin on it is,
but it's probably not the excuse.
Other than the games, they don't really have any games.
So
Capcom has
is.
More games than them, and that should be appalling. Yeah, Atlus is its own company, and they are going to E3. They are on the list.
Yeah, I mean they've got Atlus.
Sega
but Atlus
kind of has this
thing
going on with Nintendo, and I wouldn't be surprised if Sega kind of merged forces. I wouldn't actually be surprised if Sega got bought out by Nintendo.
I
or at least, like,
would only in that Nintendo doesn't typically do that, but it makes sense. I just
they could probably
so that means Atlus goes
say,
to say
we only want
that
Sega.
Means Atlus
we don't
goes
want
to Nintendo
Atlus.
Too.
You could sell. Yeah, I think.
Well, Sega owns Atlus now, so
they make money
Nintendo
on PlayStation.
To sell Atlus,
so you could set up a.
And I don't think they would because Atlus
goes
makes a shit ton
Nintendo
of money
and
in Japan. Nintendo doesn't anymore. Well, that's the thing, but that's that's the point. But that's my point. Like, if Nintendo sees they make so much money for PlayStation. Well, guess what? You love all these Atlas properties. You're coming to Nintendo now.
And right. People would in Japan. But, yeah, I just think Sega and Nintendo
they probably wouldn't
the same entity necessarily. Right now. And unless they... Because all their Sonic games are exclusive to Nintendo. Yeah.
Yes.
And then...
Right, it feels like Nintendo loves Sonic more than Sega.
Unlimited closes. So that's... So if you don't know who these people are... I know I didn't until I looked them up. They worked on Lost Planet 3 and Legendary. So two side... Well, actually, those are pretty bad games, so... I haven't played any of their games. I don't... I just saw a Let's Play of it on, Funhouse. The Rooster Teeth people.
I like it's Legendary. It wasn't that bad.
Like, you can definitely see... It's $4.99. It's $4.99 on Steam.
Don't go... Yeah, don't go, like, out and look for it.
Yeah. I kind of lost my... okay.
Well, then you know what? Then it's worth $4.99.
And then PS Now comes
Steam.
To PS3. Right. Now. Get the pun? Pun? Yeah, you... Well, I will.
It's there.
I probably will. Well, I don't have time to play.
Yeah, get the pun, because you're not going to get
the time, source. Man. It's time. Like,
Snap.
I will admit, I was a bit... Realistically, I was really confused when they said PlayStation Now is coming first to PS4. Because... Why would you want to play PS3? Like, I know people complain about backwards compatibility. I know they do. But I don't want to... If I buy a PS4, I don't want to play my PS3 games anymore.
If I
want to play my PS3 games, I will play them on my PlayStation 3. But...
Yeah, but some people like me... not necessarily me because I have a splitter, but some mm-hmm. people can't. They don't have HDMI ports for everything. So with my new television, I brought my PS3 up to the bedroom.
The DualShock 3 is so comfortable, though.
So now it will die. Because I'm never going to play it in my bedroom.
I haven't.
But maybe.
Well, I've tried the DualShock 4. That feels a little cheap to me.
No, it's not. DualShock 4 is.
PS1.
I don't disagree.
Oh, okay.
But it is it's their best controller.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I've just never liked the PlayStation controller.
I'm definitely interested in that, but if it's only PS3, if it's mainly PS3 games and not PS2 games, I'm not gonna jump in on this, because it's like 60 or 70 bucks a year, so that's expensive. I'd rather just go out and buy, I play crappy games on my PS3 because I love playing crappy games for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, I like to see that shine. That one good idea. I don't like saying, oh, this is a bad game, and then just saying, oh, well, it's a bad game, so I don't need to play it.
Yeah.
Moving on. Battlefront has 12 multiplayer maps. How do we feel about this? I'll let you go first.
Let me pull
up something. Because somebody made like this
sounds like
really
a
good
lot.
Comparison
Maybe it's
graph
not.
Between
but,
all the Battlefront know. 1 and the new Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront. Let me pull up a Google Images search. Do 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 do. Well, I can't find it, but, oh, look at, what the heck? Look at this. Somebody, like, that's a menu for Star Wars Battlefront, so somebody got some code. Anyways, but, like, people are saying,
that's interesting.
Like, that Battlefront had more maps than 12? I feel like that's wrong, but I don't... But... Yeah, you might be right, because...
I think, I think it's the second one, probably.
12 multiplayer maps sounds like enough for me. Because that's more than you get with Call of Duty. Yeah, set that up.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Here you go, I have it here.
Where are you shooting this to?
I'll shoot it over to you.
I kind of hate how you have to click bubbles in this.
You didn't get a bubble that popped up?
Because I'm running Windows 10, right? And, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, do-do-do-do-do. Listen to the song, listen to the song. While we get the image up, while we get the... Get the image up. Loading. Alright. I got it. So, compared to Battlefront 2, number of maps, you had 33 total. Team planets plus 4 DLC maps. There so,
that beatbox helped.
37, basically, yeah. Let me just close Project Spartan because that is a CPU hog. It is, like, you don't even know. It is a big
CPU
hog. So,
37, basically.
And now I can't seem to get this to close. Oh, well. They're fine. 12 multiplayer maps sounds like enough. Arkham Knight Season Pass detailed. So this is what we were talking about earlier. It's $40 and it's got like Batgirl, it's got skins. It's basically, if you've played any Arkham game before, you know what you're getting into. Because, I mean, that DLC is one of the many, I guess, kind of errors in in modern gaming, I think. At least for this Batman game. People were freaking out about this because they're like, we got a season pass, but we won't tell you what's in it. But I think, really, you don't have an obligation to tell people what's in the season pass until the game's out. Here's why. Because you, I'll speak to this specifically with Mortal Kombat X. Okay, so is that...
I don't know if that's true.
Well, every Batman Arkham game did this.
Whereas, don't like, give a price, $40, and then I'll say, fine, don't tell us.
Because we don't really know.
When you come out and say $40 for a season pass, deal with whatever
Arkham
it is.
Arkham Origins had a $40 season pass. Well, actually, they did the... They did detail it, though, actually.
This is the first time they've ever announced $40 season pass.
Oh. So, our fact checker here is going to look it up, but I'll give you my opinion on this. It was
$20, I'm pretty sure.
I'm ready for Arkham Knight.
I'll look it up
the
right now.
The four comics I purchased were for Arkham Knight. I couldn't purchase Arkham Unhinged or any of the Arkham comics because I didn't want to really put down that kind of cash. But...
Nice.
Okay, it's 20. And then Arkham Asylum is probably 20 too, so... It did. I don't know why it has season pass because it was all challenge maps and skins. Kind of like this one.
I don't know if Asylum had a season pass, did they?
You don't have to look at it. Because I feel like... Because isn't... Well, The Witcher 3 season pass is $20. Something like that. Because if you buy The Witcher 3 with the expansion pass, it's $73.99, and that's just because it's on discount. So, I think it's actually, like, $80 square. Oh, Jer, I haven't decided if I'm gonna pick that up yet. I might wait until I can get a good PC and play it. Because I know people are gonna be like, why haven't you played Witcher yet? But like I said, I'm a purist. I don't like playing a game until I know the story. I marathoned Mass Effect. I bought the trilogy pack, which is why I was kind of disappointed when I learned it didn't come with all the DLC.
I would wait if I were you.
I'm ready. Like I said, I'm ready for Arkham Knight. I'm really ready. I wish it was already out. I wish I had already finished it.
Yeah.
And I think we all know what I'm referring to. It was supposed to come out last year, and it did not. Because I think that was just, like, because somebody was like, oh, VGAs. Yeah. They revealed the other VGAs, I think that's why they put a date on it. Especially love that Batgirl is going to be in it. Especially
they had
love
to
that.
Please the investors.
Because Batgirl, I've been waiting for this since Arkham Asylum, and you hear Oracle come over your headset, and it's like, oh. Well, it's a prequel, so. Oh. Alright, so I'm gonna have to hurry up. We're gonna have to skip some of these. Sorry, we'll.
I just hope
PC
that
games
give a good
coming
reason
to E3, Watch Dogs 2, Dead Island 2 is delayed.
Let's go on to
the notable releases because my battery has got 14 minutes left on it.
Okay.
So, Invisible Ink, it's coming out on PC. It's a stealth game we talked about last week, so go purchase it on Steam if you haven't already. Lifeless Planet Premier Edition comes out on April 13th on Xbox One. Go play it. It's like an astronaut game. Go play it. I don't know how much it costs. Axiom Verge is coming to PC. I'm probably going to be picking this up. It's $15, and it's coming on May 14th. Then Not a Hero. I'm personally excited for it. Aren't you excited for it? I don't know. We're all excited. Sorry I'm rushing, but Not a Hero is really fun. Think Hotline Miami, but like a side-scroller platformer type thing. Think about that. That is fascinating, at least for me. It's coming out on May 14th as well, I think, on PC. All of these are on PC except for Lifeless Planet Premier Edition. It's coming out this week. And those are the notable releases. And we will see you again next week. After my PC shuts down. Oh no. So, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.